Hi and welcome to Let's Talk Practice Education, Learn Your Way, the podcast of the NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde Corporate Practice Education Team. Listen in to hear what's happening with education locally. Let us keep you up to date to support you in your professional development and revalidation requirements. Tune in every week and listen to stories and conversations to inspire you and support you in maintaining a quality learning environment. Hi, my name's Sharon Gardner and I'm one of the practice education facilitators in NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. And the podcast you're about to hear is about our journey and the challenges we faced when creating our podcast. And we hope that by listening to this, it will help you to overcome those challenges to enable you to plan, record and launch your own podcast. Now, this podcast was originally recorded so that we could share our learning with the practice education colleagues in Scotland. But we hope that by making it available on our site, it will share the learning out with the practice education network. It's myself and my colleague Alison Keneally who will tell the story, and we hope you enjoy listening. Have you ever wondered on that long commute into work that there must be something better that you can do other than listen to the radio? Or maybe you're walking the dog and at the same time stressing about information that you need to read or a topic you need to study. Well, that happens to me as well, and I'm always looking for ways where I can use my time more effectively. We all live in a busy world where it feels as if there's not enough hours in the day. In fact, a few years ago when I was on a course, I even used to record all my study notes on my phone so that I could listen in the car on my way into work, which is just like recording a podcast for your own personal use. About 2 years ago, myself and a colleague, we had a light bulb moment. We were sitting in our office talking about podcasts, and I had only recently started listening to podcasts on my drive into work, as it sure beats listening to the same playlists on the radio again and again. And I was listening to things like TED Talks, and I found I was really enjoying expanding my knowledge in this way. And my colleague said to me, "You know, Sharon, we could make a podcast for the practice education team. How great would that be? It would be an additional learning resource to what we already provide. And because it's more flexible, it might suit some folk better." And I thought, you know, that's a great idea. We already had a group looking at ways we could support mentors to transition to the new NMC roles. And the group all thought that podcasts would be a great learning resource for this. And we were asked to write a business case. A business case? Oh my God, no one in the group had ever written a business case before. I mean, we're nurses, we're educators. How do we go about writing a business case? And this was our first learning point. And after asking around, one of our colleagues from the practice development department was able to give us a template for writing a business case. So now all we needed to do was find out everything we could about podcasting. Our first port of call was the corporate communications team. And although this hadn't been done in the organisation before, they were able to provide us with information related to equipment and podcast hosting. So we did our research and found out everything we could about podcasts in order to write this business case. But the key thing was, it seemed relatively simple and inexpensive to get it up and running. We started looking at the list of podcast hosts that was given to us by the corporate communications team and noticed that some of them offered a free service. And that brings us on to our second learning point, bandwidth. Right, I'm sure not many of you had heard of bandwidth until we all started meeting through Microsoft Teams and realised that we had to turn off our microphones and cameras because we didn't have enough bandwidth to have them on for the bigger group meetings. And this was just before COVID, and we didn't understand what bandwidth was, and we had to try and work out what it all meant so we could decide who was offering the best free service. So after a bit of reading, we worked it out that if we recorded a 10-minute podcast of decent audio quality, which we learned was 128 kilobits per second, a bandwidth of 100 gigabytes every month would allow about 2,500 people to listen to one episode every week. And I think we would all agree that if we were reaching those kind of figures, then it would be a great success. But other things to consider with the podcast host was, Do they offer analytics as part of the free service? Some didn't, and you had to subscribe to their service. But some offered basic analytics as part of the free service that allowed you to see how many times each episode had been listened to. And that was really important for evaluation, and it allowed us to narrow the search down even further. Then the last thing we needed to consider with the podcast host was, does the free trial continue indefinitely? And for some, the free trial only lasted a couple of weeks before you had to pay for their service. So this narrowed it down even further, and we were left with a couple of options. We ended up going with the podcast host called Podbean, and we've been using it ever since. It's a free service, it's not time limited. You get 100 gigabytes of bandwidth every month, up to 5 hours storage, and a basic analytics service. It's served our needs so far, and I don't see any reason why we wouldn't continue to use them unless they change the terms of the free service. But then you never know. If the podcast becomes hugely successful and thousands of folks start listening every month, then maybe we would have to consider other options. So that were the main things to consider when looking at what podcast host to go with. But for the business case, we also needed to look at equipment and audio editing software. And I'm pleased to report that the voice recorder in your phone or your computer give a decent quality audio provided the acoustics in the room are good. And we opted to use audio editing software called Audacity. Now this is a free open source software. It's got an easy to use editor and recorder. Actually, when I say easy to use, it is once you get the hang of it, and that took a bit of practice. And we did cheat a wee bit and got some help from a colleague's husband who happens to be a sound engineer. So I won't lie, it does take a wee bit of time to learn how to edit the audio. But what else is good about Audacity is that it's been approved to download onto NHS devices and was simply a case of requesting this from the IT department. And another thing worth mentioning is that if you want to extract the audio from an MP4 video recording, for example, from Microsoft Teams, you have to request additional software called the FFmpeg Library. And instructions for this can be found in the Audacity online manual. And again, this additional software would need to be requested via the IT department. But it's really useful to know, as it means that you could potentially use Microsoft Teams to record a podcast without anyone having to meet face to face. We now had all the information we needed to write the business case, and it was written in an SBAR format and included all the information related to the podcast host, the equipment, software, advertising, promotion and evaluation. And I'm pleased to tell you that we demonstrated that the podcast could be set up with no additional cost other than our time. We created a generic GGC email account, Let's Talk Practice Education at ggc.scot.nhs.uk, and set up the Podbean account. And this included a basic web page that allowed us to give a brief description of who we are and what our podcast was about. It also allowed us to put in a disclaimer, as per NHS policy, to state that the opinions expressed in the podcast are not necessarily endorsed by NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde. And as a group, we were all really motivated to get the podcast up and running and could see the potential and the value of it. We discussed the content for the first series and we all agreed they should mirror the national PEF and CHEF priorities, and the biggest thing that was happening for us at the time was the implementation of the new NMC Standards of Proficiency for Nurses and the Standards Framework for Nursing and Midwifery Education. And they were due to be implemented in Scotland in September 2020. So we wanted to develop a series of podcasts that would provide additional resources to support practice supervisor and practice assessor preparation, and also the transition of current mentors into these new roles. So we had a few meetings and discussed the content and the sequence for these podcasts, and we decided who was going to script and record the first episode. We're full of enthusiasm and really excited to get the ball rolling on this, but let's just say it wasn't as easy as we thought it was going to be. I'm going to hand you over to my colleague Alison to tell this part of the journey.
Thanks, Sharon. So over to our experience of recording episode one, and to a slight change in terminology. Sharon has been talking about learning points I may change that to a learning curve. The topic for episode one was a background to the NMC Future Nurse and Midwifery Standards, but we also aim to include an interview with Dr. Mags Maguire, the Board Nurse Director. Sharon and I were invited to meet with Mags at Board Headquarters. So on a rainy day, we went off with microphone and laptop in hand to meet with her. We had no issue in discussing the aim for the podcasts, as we did real passion for the project and belief in what we were doing. And we were delighted that Mags gave a full endorsement for the podcast project, and we got all the material we needed for the first episode. Then it came to recording the practice education team bit. We aimed high, as we didn't want the dialogue to appear stilted or appear that we were reading from a script. We wanted to keep it a conversational style and keep it light. We also wanted to introduce a few hooks. It was not about us, it was about you, it was about learning your way. What we learned was the two presenters had very different styles. One was full of fun and high energy, and then there was me. And that leads to my next point, the learning curve, and about trusting the editing. And at the first attempt, I didn't quite do that. I kept requesting to go back to the beginning to start again if I thought I'd forgotten to mention something or didn't like the way something sounded. I don't know about you, but I hate the sound of my own voice. Unfortunately, that led to the recording process taking longer than required. And to note here, we were recording within a room in the department. We're quite pleased recording and process signs plastered from the front to the back doors, inconvenience everybody in the department. However, to turn it into a positive, the first experience led to a pretty decent reflection for my revalidation, but also that learning by doing enabled us to advise for future podcasts to use your own style, have a script if you need it, record in an area where you feel comfortable, and more importantly, to keep going. It can be edited later.
Thanks, Alison. So we definitely did learn lessons from the recording of that first episode, and we planned for each individual in the group to script and record their own podcast in a way that suited them. I personally found a wee corner in my house that was free from traffic noise and clocks ticking, because it's amazing how sensitive the microphone is. We also invited a guest speaker, Evelyn Strachan, who's the lead for practice learning at GCU, to record a podcast describing the Scottish Student Practice Assessment document. Now that we had a series of 5 podcasts, we had to advertise and promote them, and our colleagues from Corporate Communications agreed to promote them on the Staff Corps Beef and corporate social media. And we could also tweet from our own Twitter account at NHSGGCPEFs. And we would also share through national networks and also our own networks within the board. But in the middle of all this, COVID-19 happened and we had to pause, which was a shame really, as everyone knows face-to-face teaching was cancelled and any teaching that did happen had to be online. And the podcast would have been a great resource had they been finished. We finally got back up and running in September 2020 and we really put everything into it, as it was now even more important that these additional resources were available to support mentors and sign-off mentors with transitioning to the new roles of practice supervisor and practice assessor. We launched the podcast on 22nd of September last year, and to date there's been over 1400 downloads or streams of the NMC podcast alone. We were really motivated by the success and feedback from the first series of podcasts. The next series was on the Flying Start programme for newly qualified practitioners. And my colleagues scripted and recorded these to complement the learning resources on the new NHS GGC Flying Start portal. And we're currently working on podcasts related to capacity for student nurse and midwife placements. And we've just published a podcast by the two managers of the Rashleigh Care Home on the benefits of a care home placement for staff, patients and students alike. Other ideas we have for podcasts are things like the midwifery standards, the Open University Healthcare Support Worker pathway to become a registered nurse, the skills and procedures annexes in the NMC standards of proficiency, and topics we think that will be beneficial and would interest our listeners, like hearing about the experiences of practice supervisors and assessors in practice, or podcasts with information to support practice supervisor and assessor preparation. So the key message is that we wanted to share our journey with you to show that it's not too difficult to set up a podcast. Although it's labour intensive to begin with, we hope that by sharing our journey, you can learn from that to reduce the time needed to get up and running. You need minimal equipment and it can be done with no financial outlay, only our time. It's a digital learning resource that's becoming more and more valuable. And is there any research out there to say it works? Well, yes, there is. A literature review in 2020 by O'Connor et al. Suggests that there is tentative evidence that podcasts could improve learning, although they do say that further research is needed. Education is changing and COVID has just accelerated that. Audio podcasts are an excellent digital resource to complement existing or new education programmes. But moving forward, what's next for us? So there's a couple of things that we need to think about, and one of those is evaluation. At the moment, all we have are the basic analytics provided by Podbean that lets us see how many episodes have been downloaded or streamed. But we know that that doesn't translate into learning or usefulness. So we need to find a way to evaluate the podcast and podcasts of the future and work out what the best way is to do that. And also accessibility. We know that all educational material should be accessible and inclusive, so that's something myself and the group will be looking at in the near future. We hope that you have found this information useful to motivate you and to inspire you to set up your own podcasts. And please get in touch with us if you've got any questions. Thanks for listening, and remember, we want to hear about any subjects you would like us to talk about. Visit our podcast website on www.letstalkpracticeeducation.podbean.com or email us on letstalkpracticeeducation@ggc.scot.nhs.uk. You can also follow us on Twitter at NHSGGCPEFs.